Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
Welcome to St. James. We're glad that you're all here with us this morning, wherever you are. Many of you are here with us in the church, and quite a few more of you are not, and you're in different parts of the country, and in some cases the world. And so we are grateful that you're joining us this morning for the fourth Sunday of Advent. We're looking forward to our Christmas celebrations. They're coming up. Christmas Eve, we have our Mass at 6:30 p.m., and Christmas Day, we have our Mass at 9:30 a.m., like our normal morning Mass time for Sunday, so even though it's not a Sunday. So if you'd like to join us here, please be sure to sign up on the Sign Up Genius, and otherwise you can find links to our Zoom Masses, as usual, on our website, stjameswabash.org. This morning, we're going to begin with the lighting of the Advent wreath, and we ask all of you to participate in Mass with full heart, mind, body, and gesture wherever you can. Please rise.
The Son and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit be with you. I'm really looking forward to being able to join in the singing with this wonderful music that we have here today, but a few more months apparently before we can get there. We're in our fourth Sunday of Advent, our final days before Christmas, and it's kind of a reminder that this prayer that we've been saying for this entire season, come Lord Jesus, reaches a fruition where we understand that God does come to us in many diverse and surprising ways. So let's turn to the Lord today and open our minds and hearts to receive the gift God wishes us to have, the gifts of grace and mercy. I confess
to Almighty God
and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do,
through my fault, through my most grievous fault.
Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, To pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Let us pray that our minds and hearts will be open this day so that Jesus can come to us. Let us pray that these final days of Advent will be times of joy and hope. And let us pray that God's Holy Spirit will give us the gifts of the season. Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the second book of Samuel. When King David was settled in his palace, and the Lord had given him rest from his enemies on every side, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am living in a house of cedar, while the ark of God dwells in a tent." Nathan answered the king, "Go, do whatever you have in mind, for the Lord is with you." But that night, the Lord spoke to Nathan and said, "Go tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, should you build me a house to dwell in? It was I who took you from the pasture and from the care of the flock to be the commander of my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you went, and I've destroyed all of your enemies before you. And I will make you famous like the great ones of the earth. I will fix a place for my people Israel. I will plant them so that they may dwell in their place without further disturbance. Neither shall the wicked continue to afflict them as they did of old, since the time I first appointed judges over my people Israel. I will give you rest from all your enemies. The Lord also reveals to you that he will establish a house for you. And when your time comes, and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your heir after you, sprung from your loins, and I will make his kingdom firm. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. Your house and your kingdom shall endure forever before me. Your throne shall stand firm forever." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Forever will I sing the goodness of the Lord. Forever will I sing the goodness of the Lord.
Forever will I sing the goodness of the Lord. Forever will I sing the goodness of the Lord.
God has made a vow to us,
a promise to us here.
He forever walks with us and makes us strong.
Forever will I sing the goodness of the Lord. forever will I sing the goodness of the Lord.
Blessed you who know the Lord
and walk amid his light
and rejoice to hear his name. We are made strong.
Forever will I sing the goodness of the Lord. Forever will I sing the goodness of the Lord.
Blessed you who know the Lord
and call him by his name.
For the Lord remembers all and keeps
his word. Forever will I sing the goodness of the Lord. Forever will I sing the goodness of the
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, to him who can strengthen you according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret for long ages, but now manifested through the prophetic writings and according to the command of the eternal God, made known to all nations to bring about the obedience of faith to the only wise God through Jesus Christ, be glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But the woman was greatly troubled, what she was saying, was pondering what sort of greeting this may be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom, therefore, will have no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" The angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, a child will be born and will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this would be her sixth month for her who has been called barren. For nothing would be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaiden of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Nothing will be impossible with God. Well, that is good to know. Getting through this pandemic and having things return back to normal, that won't be impossible for God. Creating a city where there is peace and justice, that is free of racism, that won't be impossible for God. Finding a way to make our lives ones of cooperation instead of division, that won't be impossible for God. And since this particular word of the angel is addressing a domestic situation, Elizabeth, after trying for many years to get pregnant, finally succeeds. We can presume that angelic word is addressed to our personal situations as well. Our families will learn how to get along and to support and help each other, because that's not impossible for God. We will find a way to forgive and be forgiven, because that's not impossible for God. We will achieve serenity and peace, even when we're experiencing loss, because that's not impossible for God. When we look at this story today of the Annunciation, the story of the angel coming and visiting Mary, it shows what God is capable of. It's not impossible for God, for the Son of God to come into this world and share a human life. It's not impossible that the child to be born will be called Son of the Most High. It's not impossible that God will stoop down from heaven and share a human life in all things but sin. It is not impossible that the God who spangled the night sky with the Pleiades and Orion, the God who created the platypus, the penguin, the pachyderm, and the python, entered human life so completely that he had to learn how to walk, how to spit, how to snap his fingers. God can do the impossible. When you look at that story, though, the story of the Annunciation, something stands out. You know, we say that God, the Word, took flesh. And yet, as the story is unfolded, it seems that that was only possible because Mary agreed to play her part. It was her fiat, her let it be done to me according to your word, that made this impossible thing possible. And that's the lesson, I think, when we're looking on God to do impossible things in our world, our homes, our families. The example of Mary says we have to do our part. God needs us in order to do impossible things. Now, I have to confess, if I were God, I don't think I'd operate that way. You know, I would force the issue. You know, there's a thunderbolt or two I'd like to throw at certain political situations, but that's just me. But God doesn't operate like that. God depends on us. I'm reminded of the story of Luigi. Luigi would go into church every day. And every day he would lift his mind and heart and he'd say, "Dear Lord, listen to my prayer. Do me this small favor. Please, please, please let me win the lottery." He did this day after day, month after month, year after year, and God was so impressed with his sincerity and his perseverance that God one day spoke to Luigi. Said, "Luigi, I have heard your prayer, but please do me this small favor. Please, please, please buy a lottery ticket." What a mighty God we serve. But this mighty God does not force the issue. This mighty God does not coerce us in any way. This mighty God persuades, cajoles, encourages, so that we can play our part in making the impossible possible, making this world look the way that God intends, a place of forgiveness and mercy and generosity and kindness. I have to say that for a certain kind of person, this idea of doing the impossible rang a bell, and that was about Alice in Wonderland. I don't know if you remember Alice in Wonderland, but there's this wonderful scene where Alice is talking to the Red Queen, and she says, it can't be done. I can't think impossible things. And the Red Queen answers, "Well, that's because you haven't practiced it enough. I practice a half hour every day thinking impossible things. And sometimes I can think six impossible things before breakfast." I wonder if we can really think impossible things. I'm imagining, for example, the temptation that Mary had when the angel came to her. The temptation to think, well, I'm just a young girl. I'm nobody special. How can it be possible that God would use the likes of me? I can imagine St. Joseph thinking, I'm just a working stiff. I know about wood. I know about how to use a hammer. How can it be possible that God would expect me to create a space in the world for the Son of God to live? And I think we all face a similar temptation. I think we all suspect that we're just, you know, ordinary people trying the best we can. You know, how can it be possible that God would need me so that the kingdom would come on earth as it is in heaven? How can it be possible that God would expect me to be a missionary disciple in the providence of my everyday life? How can it be possible that God thinks that I can bring Jesus into my home, my office, my school, my neighborhood, when I'm not that sure about anything myself? Maybe what we have to do is heed the Red Queen and practice believing impossible things, so that we can understand, like Mary did, the role that we play. I believe there can be adequate health care on the South Side. I believe that we can have a city without gun violence. I believe that every child can be given all that they need so that they grow in wisdom, age, and grace. These are not impossible things to believe in, because with God, all things are possible. And we know that because on this Advent Sunday, we experience that God is with us, Emmanuel. Jesus is in our midst right now. Jesus is loving us, caring for us, consoling us, walking with us. So that's why we pray, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. So let's lift our minds and hearts with the entire church as we confess our faith. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
As a people of faith, then, we turn to the Lord this day with confidence as we present our prayers and petitions.
For the church, that we may continually prepare our own house, growing in holiness as we build the kingdom of God on earth, we pray to the Lord. That all nations may reject the use of weapons of war as ways to settle disagreements or assert power, we pray to the Lord. For those who find the holiday season difficult to endure because of loss or loneliness, that they may find comfort and hope in the incarnation, we pray to the Lord. For non-Christians who may feel excluded during this season, and for tolerance and respect for those of other faiths or no faith at all, we pray to the Lord. That the people we touch may see the goodness and generosity of God in our works of charity and compassion, we pray to the Lord. That all community members, especially expecting mothers and their families, may continue to be welcomed and cared for at Mercy Hospital, we pray to the Lord. For those that have gone before us in faith, especially Jeanette Burton, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord. For the prayers we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our book of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish community, we pray to the Lord.
Hear all our prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus, our coming Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice from our hands.
For the praise and glory of God's name,
for our good and good of all the Holy Church. May the Holy Spirit, O Lord, sanctify these gifts laid upon your altar, just as she filled with her power the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. It is our duty and salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God, through Jesus. For all the oracles of the prophets foretold him. The Virgin Mother longed for him with love beyond all telling. John the Baptist sang of his coming and proclaimed his presence when he came. It is by his gift that already we rejoice in the mystery of his nativity, so that he may find us watchful in prayer and exultant in praise. And so with angels and archangels, thrones and dominions, with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. You never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you. By that same Holy Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, and let them become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. From the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said a blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice. And giving you thanks, he said a blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, when we eat this bread.
Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy, this living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body and one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, her husband Saint Joseph, the blessed Apostle Saint James, and all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, your servant Pope Francis, Cardinal Blaise, the order of bishops, all clergy and religious, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family you've summoned before you today, and your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world, to our departed brothers and sisters, to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow upon the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. at the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever." Amen. The peace of Jesus be with you always.
Let us offer each other a wave of peace.
The wave. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. The prayer for spiritual communion. But Jesus, I believe you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Just a reminder that receiving communion, we keep social distance, so follow the directions of the greeters, the ushers. And after you have your hands sanitized by one of them, step forward, receive the host, then take a step to your right, remove your mask, consume the host, and then follow the arrows back to your seat. Let us pray. Having received this pledge of eternal redemption, we pray, Almighty God, that as the feast day of our salvation draws near, so we may press forward all the more eagerly to the worthy celebration of the mystery of your Son's Nativity, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Just a reminder, as Dan said at the beginning, we're going to have Mass Christmas Eve at 6:30 in the evening, Christmas Day at 9:30. Please, if you're coming here, sign up on Sign Up Genius. Otherwise, you can Zoom it. New Year's Day, we're just going to have a Zoom Mass. There will be Mass. I'll say Mass over in the Tolton Chapel, which we can accommodate a small number. So if you'd like to come in person on New Year's Day, you can sign up. If you're one of the first 10 who comes. After Mass on Christmas Day, we're going to, as you might know from past years, we've always had a big luncheon for our homeless population. Of course, we can't do that this year, but we are going to have a food distribution after Mass Christmas Day. So if you are free that rest of that morning, you might be able to help out. And last but not least, we have our final Advent prayer on Tuesday at 6:30. You can Zoom that, and we light our fourth Advent candle together. Yes, T.T. and Tom had their baby. We're having lots of babies. I can't wait for us to be able to have baptisms along with having babies. T.T. and Tom had Noel. And I guess you heard that Ryan and Jenny had Vera, so we've got the baby boom going here. See, we've been in the thing for 9 months. Okay, never mind. The Lord be with you. God's blessing upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.